Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mary Magdalene Radio. I'm Rachel Goodwin. I'm one of your hosts tonight, and the other host is Cheryl Finn. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Rachel. Hello, everyone. It's great to be back together again. I know it's been an interesting month for me. A lot of energy is moving, clearing things out in my life. And I feel like it's time to just let the fresh air in and breathe again. How do you feel, Rachel?
Well, you know, it's funny you said that, because although it's an October evening here in Denmark, I actually have a really big window open because I really felt the need for some fresh air coming in. So that is exactly what I'm getting at the moment. And tonight we are going to be talking about one of Ascended Master Sarah's core teachings. It's a very simple teaching. So tonight's show is called The Center of the Circle. And I would like to invite everybody to imagine that we're coming into sacred space with Sarah. So if it's possible for you right now, just take a moment to sit down or stand comfortably or whatever you're doing, and just close your eyes and just imagine that we're coming into a sacred circle together. And we're coming into this sacred space with Sarah, and she is taking us into her sacred circle. So you might like to imagine you're somewhere beautiful in nature, or you might just want to imagine that you're in a lovely energy. But Sarah is at the center of this circle. So wherever you are in that circle, you can always reach her because she's right there in the middle. And just feel yourself grounding down through that space. Feel yourself sending down roots into the earth. You're grounding down into the earth through Sarah's energy. So that might mean you're making connections to the earth in a new way. Send down those roots down through your feet, down through this circle, and down deep into the heart of the earth. And then when your roots have reached the center of the earth, imagine that you're breathing up some of that lovely earth energy, whatever it is that you need right now. We're grounding and centering and coming into connected sacred space together. Ah, that's it. Just breathe up a little bit more of that energy, whatever you need. So I just wanted to create that sacred circle, that sacred space, before we started today. We're going to be talking a little bit about how we are coming to the end of the Celtic year. The Celtic year finishes at the end of October. So for me, coming from the UK and Europe, this is my ancestral heritage, if you like, and at the end of October is the Festival of Samhain, which is what Halloween is really based on, and it was the last day of the year, and a new year would start the next day. So it's that time of the year where the veil is thin, because it's an in-between place. There's an ending and a beginning, And that's when the veil is thin, and so Samhain is traditionally a day for honouring your ancestors and speaking to your ancestors. It's a kind of like a Celtic day of the dead, and is treated with reverence and seen as having a lot of power. But already going through October, and I know I've read other people talking about this, and this is where I was originally introduced to the idea is that we're ending an energy now in October and we're starting an energy in November. And so, you know, most of us tend to think of the New Year's energy starting in January, but I have really experienced it that the new numerology for the next year, you can start to feel it in October as you're going towards the ending and there's a new beginning. So it's a little difficult time actually, because it's a bit like two energies are coming together and meeting and swirling around, and it can really swirl up and out a lot of stuff, which is why I wanted to do the practice tonight, and why when I tuned into Mary Magdalene and Sarah, I think this is what sort of came to me, because it's very grounding and it's very centering, and I thought, yes, good. Need a bit of that right now to, you know, keep us in a good space.
That's yes. Pretty interesting. October numerology wise, as you mentioned before, it's a one universal month, and that basically means like it's teaching us to honor ourselves, so to balance things out, and the new energy is coming in, and that's what it represents. Last month, September, and even up until now, we were letting go of energy. We were releasing energy. You know, now it's time to look forward, which is what this new time in November is presenting. So let the past be in your past, and it's now time for a fresh start. You know, just be true to your heart's desires. That's what I believe. And profound effects will just bloom. It's a beautiful time.
Yeah, it is, and but it's easy to get a little ungrounded in it right now, and so it's good to keep doing these grounding exercises and getting ourselves sort of back where we need to be. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the new energies that are coming in with 2017, because they're very exciting. It's going to be a very important year for Sarah, I think, 2017. This is really what I've been getting for a couple of months now. And 2017 is a beginning year. It's a number one year. And we're going to be talking much more about this next time in November. Our November show will be dedicated to this completely, but I wanted to, and we really were quite keen to do it tonight, but it's too early and it would be too ungrounding to do it now, because you know, that's it right now. We've just got to stay fast, stay where we are, and let that process of letting the old go in us. But it's just, you know, many of us have felt we've just been working really hard the last few years, and there's been so much letting go, and there have been blessings, but a lot of it has been mixed blessings. But I'm getting the feeling of something really new coming in with 2017. It feels really fresh, really feels like something that hasn't been here before. And as I said, I think Sarah's really going to be central, completely at the center of the circle. She's really going to be central to the whole thing. So I really urge you to listen in to next month's show, or if you can't catch it live, then listen to it on the replay, because I think we're going to have some really interesting information for you. Yes.
Absolutely. A really great meditation, too. That goes along with
yes,
all of this
yes,
that's coming in.
Already.
I already wrote it.
Already
it's crazy. So the energy is already, I mean, it's to the point where I have to sit down and just do it, because you just can't ignore it. So that's how powerful it is, in a good way, you know?
In a very good way. So what I wanted to do is do an exercise with you now, and this is the center of the circle exercise, and this is something I think I've talked about before. I might have even done a quick one of these in one of the other shows. It's something that I work with a lot, and it came out of the Sarah sessions that I have done for a few years working with Sarah's energy, and it was an image she kept giving to me to help people get to where they needed to get inside themselves. And it's something you can use to help with a particular problem or difficulty, but it's also something that you can use very quickly in a split second throughout the day. So I'm just going to run through that with you now so that you can experience how to use it. So just think about maybe some little problem or difficulty that you have right now, or maybe some feelings that you're not so keen on. And just let yourself just gently focus on that. Let yourself breathe in and out gently. So just find something, some issue, could be from today, could be something that's been around for a long time. Just let something pop into your mind now. And remember, you're in Sarah's sacred circle. So Sarah is all around you. Her support is already there. Her energy is already catalyzing new ways of being within you. And just imagine if those feelings or issue or situation had a color, what that might be. Or perhaps you might feel this thing somewhere in your body or outside of your body. Just notice some of these things. And I just want you to keep breathing in and out. Almost like you're breathing in and out of that problem or that issue or whatever it is. So we're really bringing this into ourselves and connecting with it as fully as we can. And then kind of staying with this, whatever it is, I want you to imagine, now there's two ways you can do this. First is a visual way and the second one isn't. So do whatever works for you. The visual way is to imagine simply a cross within a circle. And then to have the intent that you are energetically traveling to the center of that cross in the circle. So simply hold the intent, I'm going to put myself in the center of that circle, in the center of that cross. Or you can simply hold the intent that you are going to go to the center of your being, going right into the center of yourself, deeper and deeper, going in, further and further in, further and further in, further, all the way right into the center of your being. And whichever way you do it, when you get there, ground yourself right in deep into that center of your being. It's almost like you're like pushing yourself, like digging yourself down into it when you get there. When you reach that center, ground yourself in and dig down deep. Dig down deep, deep, deep. Really presence yourself there 150%. Right down deep. And again, bring back that awareness on your issue, whatever it is, whatever it is. Just allow it to be there, again, in all its fullness, in all its entirety. And you might feel yourself tighten up against it and have a little bit of resistance, but just keep breathing into it. It's okay. It's okay. You can let it be there. It's okay. You've got all the support you need. You're not alone. And you can just see if you can allow yourself to relax into it and let it be there. And just say to yourself, it's okay. It can be there. And just keep breathing. Just keep breathing. In and out, all is well, all is well, all is well. Now, from the center of your being, from the center of the circle, from the center of this place, ask for anything you need to know about this thing. And you might get something or you might get nothing. Sometimes we need to know, sometimes we don't. But just ask three times, what do I need to know about this? And then go quiet and just listen and see what comes to you. And here at the center, you have access to all that you are, all of your wisdom, all of your healing, everything that you need. And then ask this place at the center of the circle, the center of your being, where you are. Ask it for any healing that you might need for this issue or this thing. And again, ask three times, what healing do I need? Go quiet and then just be open and see or feel or be aware of what comes up. And you might see a colour, you might feel some light. Or you might feel energy rising up from this place. And little by little it might start to expand through your being, through yourself, through your body. And imagine if this healing that's rising up in you were a colour or an energy, what it might look like or feel like. And imagine what words or meaning or feeling would you use to describe that colour or energy. And then imagine you're sending that energy, that colour or that feeling through that whole issue, whether it's people or a place or a situation or a dynamic, whatever. Just saturate it with that energy or that colour until you can't get any more of it in. If it's something to do with your family or ancestral line, send it all the way around your ancestral circle until it comes back to yourself, all the way around the circle. And then finally, give thanks to Sarah and let go of the image, remembering that you can come back to this anytime, any time of the day when you need centering in your own wisdom or grounding or balancing. Just imagine that cross within the circle and put yourself at the middle of it and imagine you're grounding down into it. It can be really useful and you will notice a difference. You'll notice a difference. Bring yourself back now. Bring yourself back now. Back to normal levels of awareness. How is that, Cheryl? Are you there?
Very interesting. I just resolved something that I have been wondering about, and it came up today. I wondered, it presented itself a few days ago, and then it left, then it came back, and this, it's amazing. I was able to actually get to the core of it, and it wasn't what I thought it would be. It was something completely different, which was causing it.
Yeah.
But I easily went to that and resolved it, which it's been with me a long time, when I tell you, a long time. So that was great. Thank you. And just being able to do this so quickly, I mean, normally it takes forever to do things like this, but this is so powerful, but in a gentle way that you can resolve these things. This is great. And then it's neat because, like, I feel different. Like, I feel like I'm on a higher, like, vibration right now. And when you make decisions from that point, from everything changes. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. I really love this, and I've found over the years of working with it is that it's putting us in touch with our core essence, or our soul or higher self, if you like, which has access to all of the healing and everything that we could possibly need to deal with any of the problems that are in our life. So it's the total kind of go-to place. And bringing Sarah in and getting her to, you know, be around you while you do it, that's why it works so easily.
That makes
it's
it
like
easier.
She's a catalyst.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it all
there
happens.
There is a difference because, absolutely, I've been doing things, meditations and things, trying to resolve issues, and this had a different feeling to it. It was almost like you are not alone. And I didn't resist it. That's the word I'm looking for. There was no resistance on my part to resolve it. So that's pretty neat.
It's cool, isn't it?
Well, I had gotten words before, you know me with my words. And here they are. I'll just say them. The center of the circle is where to be in order to assist in fulfilling your destiny. It is in this space where the answers are. Look within to travel afar.
I love that. Oh, say it again for me.
Okay. The center of the circle is where to be in order to assist in fulfilling your destiny. It is in the space where the answers are. Look within to travel afar.
Oh, Cheryl, that's wonderful. Oh, wow.
And then I just got, this is strange because I just heard, read the end again. And this time say, it's in this space where the answers are. Look within and reach for the stars.
That's just so perfect because it's that in that going in that we connect with our higher self who's like really far out and in the highest vibration and yet is at the center of ourselves really deep. So it's that paradox of in is out is in and high is low, and it's very it really
that's pretty neat. I just wrote
you.
Those down just before we went on air. It's like, okay, I felt like I should write something, and there it was. So
oh dear. So we have 6 minutes left. So I have a window of opportunity to channel a small message for us and a blessing from Sarah.
Oh,
so I'll do that now. And I'll just go quiet for a few moments. And then when I'm speaking again, I'll be channeling Sarah's energy. And it's not just the words that are important, it's the energy that's coming through. So just sit and open yourself, because Sarah's energy is very powerful. She holds the Grail codes, and so these energies can impact upon your DNA even. Okay. Welcome, I am Sarah. Remember that the energy, the archetypal energy that I hold, that I represent for the divine, is within each one of you. It exists already in that spark of divinity that is within each of you, your divine selves that you are. All that you are grows out from this place. Feel yourself then gently resting your awareness on that spark of divinity. You don't have to know how to reach it, where it is. Just simply have an intent that you're connecting to it. And know that in the next year, and in the next year beyond that, you are going to be going on a great journey, connecting much more deeply and much more highly with this part of yourself and the earth as well, and your connection with the earth in connection to this higher and lower, bringing everything into integration, everything into integration. There are happy times ahead, times of joy, times of ease, times of light. It will be very important to stay grounded. It will be very easy to be lifted up off your feet as with a strong wind. So remember to every day use your grounding techniques. You know which ones are good for you. All of you are experienced workers. You know what to do. Do it. You have your toolkit at hand. You have been prepared in this year particularly, but of course, years before that too, for what is coming. You are ready. You are much stronger than you have ever been, even though you might not feel like it right now. It is so. I am Sarah, and these are my words to you. I send you my blessing now, blessings of light, gently raining down upon you, beautiful floating sparks of light coming down into your energy body. I send them out to you now for all those who are ready to receive. I am Sarah, and these are my blessings and my wishes for you are wishes of happiness, joy, integration, and enlightenment. I am Sarah, and all is well. All is well. All is well. Blessed be. Blessed be. Blessed be. Amen. Okay, so that was Sarah's channel. I really felt her much more here in a way, and I really feel she's coming closer to us now, and her energy is coming closer to the earth. It's kind of like she's been coming a bit from the future before, and now we're all lining up with each other. We're coming into alignment, and I think that's what the next year is going to be about.
We are. It's more comfortable. It's not like shocking to us. We're ready. We attained that level, and this is beautiful. Very nice. Thank you.
So, guess we look forward to next month's show.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much for tonight, Cheryl, and thank you for those words. They were just, I can't wait to write, listening to them and writing them down.
Well, bye for now, everyone, and hope to see you next month. It'll be a great show.
Yeah, blessings to everybody. Bye then.